You know about the struggle to help homeless people in Seattle and King County and beyond. Well, now we're going to look at the special challenge faced by homeless couples without kids. Most shelters cater to women or men, but not both. So how do you get off the street without leaving your partner behind? KUOW's Kate Walters reports on one couple's struggle.
Lisa Sawyer and Stephen Drogos have been together for about 6 years. They met volunteering at a food bank. At first, she was shy and pretended to be interested in a book he was reading.
Yeah, she wasn't very interested in the book.
No, I
didn't know it was me.
I wasn't interested in a book, but I was definitely interested in him.
About 3 years ago, the place they were renting together burned down. They didn't have savings or relatives to turn to, so they ended up on the street, and it's been that way ever since.
If you can have a couple go outside on the streets and live like that, you test one another. And if you're still together after 3 or 4 years of living on the streets, there's something there.
There's times I want to strangle his neck, and there's times he wants to strangle mine, and we're still here, so hey.
Sawyer and Drogos both work. She sells the Real Change street paper downtown, and he works at a laundromat in South Park and with a local construction company. But it's still not enough to get them into stable housing. They bounce around. Sometimes they're on the street, sometimes they stay with friends. Right now...
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
They're living in a rundown hotel near SeaTac Airport.
Bathroom area and slash kitchen. You have a microwave, you get the sink. You have just enough room for two people.
It's cleaner than some hotels they've stayed in. There are no bed bugs. And at $50 a night, it's cheaper than hotels closer to the city. But there are other hidden expenses, like food and transportation. Droga says that's just part of hotel living.
You have to hustle every day. You have to have, and with two people, even if it's, say it's $50, if you have $25 a piece, then you got your night. But you have to work.
If they don't make their $50, they'll be back on the street. And shelters aren't an option because they usually won't take couples. Sawyer and Drogos would have to split up.
So we say, oh, forget about it. You know, we don't want to separate.
And that reaction is pretty common.
There are often couples who are not in a position to separate, nor do they have a desire to separate in order to have a roof overhead. And so we hear time and time again from our shelter providers that they are turning folks away.
That's Jason Johnson, Deputy Director of the Department of Human Services for the City of Seattle. He says the city knows there's a service gap for couples without kids, but opening a shelter for couples isn't easy. You have to think about safety and...
transforming a space into one that has walls and doors that lock, sort of the things that a couple would need, does get very costly.
But there are alternatives to shelters, Johnson says. There are the city-run tent camps, hotel vouchers for short stays, and then there's the rapid rehousing program. That's the model the city is pushing.
Rapid rehousing as a model is housing first, getting people back into permanent housing with the use of flexible funding.
All right, here's how it works. Rapid rehousing gives a one-time injection of funds to help people get into housing. You can get first and last month's rent and security deposit. Rent might also be subsidized for a short time. And people can get help finding stable employment. The programs can be funded at any level, from the city to the federal government, and they're run by service organizations. This model is considered best practice nationwide. And in cities like New Orleans, where rents are low and housing abounds, these programs are very successful. But in places like Seattle...
I think it is difficult to find housing that's affordable, as well as housing that may be owned or managed by someone who, in this environment, does not have to take a risk on someone who may have a spotty rental history or an eviction or a low-wage job or maybe even no job.
Lisa Sawyer and Stephen Drogos know this struggle well. They've been enrolled in a federally funded rapid rehousing program for months. Despite the help the program offers, they still can't find anyone who will rent to them. And they say it's because they're homeless.
We do have jobs. I do have references and all that. So,
yeah, we have
no evictions, no criminal records, nothing like that.
We have good credit. We still can't get in. If they find out you're homeless for a certain amount of time, they won't rent to you.
People working with rapid rehousing programs say this struggle is not unique. But there are people willing to rent to the homeless. You may just have to go outside Seattle. Jim Brass manages several properties out in Auburn. He's worked with rapid rehousing clients many times. He says it takes some of the risk out of renting to people who are homeless, And he's had as much success with rapid rehousing tenants as anyone else.
They're very careful not to break any rules. They don't want to lose this one last chance that they're getting. It's very, very important to them.
Brass knows this feeling firsthand. About 12 years ago, he and his wife became homeless. And he says rapid rehousing could have saved them a lot of pain.
It would have made the difference in getting us a new start, but we had to wait a year and a half and scrimp and save and try to go through things. So our heart goes out to those same people. We know what can happen.
For Sawyer and Drogos, they say it would change everything if a landlord gave them a chance. It would give them confidence and stability.
It would mean a great deal.
I have tears of joy because I always dream of having my own place. It'd be amazing. It'd be life in heaven.
Both Seattle and King County are ramping up funding for rapid rehousing programs. Officials say it's an important piece of the puzzle when it comes to addressing the homelessness crisis. For KUOW, I'm Kate Walters.